So, how is all the calendar confusion affecting the actual candidates? Joining us is NPR News analyst Juan Williams, a regular Friday guest on Day to Day. Juan, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Alex.
So, what kind of nightmare would it be to be a kind of a campaign, calendar maker, strategist right now? Where are you going to be? When are you going to be? New Year's Eve in Des Moines, maybe? What are you hearing?
Yes, I think that's what's coming. And you know, Alex, it really is a nightmare for the strategist. Early on in Senator Clinton's campaign, one of the strategists wrote a memo and said, "We should just ignore Iowa, New Hampshire, because of all this front loading, and let's pay attention to where the touchdown, the big pay dirt, is coming, which is February 5th, when the big states go to the polls and the likely nominee is going to be decided." Senator Clinton decided, no, we can't risk offending Iowa and New Hampshire. And the reason, and other strategists and other campaigns agree, is that there's likely to be big momentum coming out of the winner of either of those races. And so for someone like Senator Clinton, the key here is not necessarily even to win. She'd like to win, obviously, Alex, but to not fall far behind. Now, it's quite different for Senator Obama and former Senator Edwards. They both need to win to stay in the race. On the Republican side, it's a little different. What you see is that for someone like former Governor Romney, all of his whole campaign is based on doing well in Iowa and New Hampshire. If he doesn't do well there, he's gone. He doesn't have anything, any backup plan. On the other hand, for former New York Mayor Giuliani and for Fred Thompson, their hope again is to just stay at the substance level in Iowa and New Hampshire so they can get to the big states.
Juan, your most interesting political conversation this week.
Alex, you know, it had to do with this controversy inside the campaign of Senator Barack Obama. He has invited Donnie McClurkin, who's a well-known black gospel singer, to join him as he goes through South Carolina trying to win black votes. You know, blacks constitute more than half of the Democratic primary vote in that state. But Donnie McClurkin's a guy who has apparently made some anti-gay comments. Some say that he said that homosexuality is a curse. He says now that he's been misinterpreted, but the gay rights community around the country just is upset, alarmed at this. And so I was talking to people inside the Obama campaign, and they feel like they're in a lose-lose situation because, on the one hand, they don't want the black voters to say, oh, you're being dictated to by the gay rights community. At the same time, they don't want to offend the gay rights community because that's an important part of the Democratic constituency and actually an important part of Barack Obama's base. So at the moment, he finds himself really in a squeeze, and he doesn't need it because, as you know from looking at the national polls, Hillary Clinton has been doing better and better, and it's just a misstep and one that wasn't necessary, and heads are shaking all around inside and outside the Obama campaign as a result.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams with us today from NPR member station WUWM in Milwaukee. Juan, thank you again.
My pleasure, Alex.